everybody. Welcome to Whistle While You Work podcast. This is episode 100, and we've got 17 reasons we keep coming back to Disney parks.
I have avoided this episode for a long time.
Were you sad or like just busy?
No, busy. Yeah. Just busy. Just was easy to, put off. But it's episode 100, so you want it to...
Want it to be good.
Well, I mean, I want every episode to be good.
Okay.
You certainly want episode 100 to be good, but then maybe I was just in my mind overthinking it. Look, I don't have time.
But we have reasons that we keep going back to Disney parks. We have time to go back to Disney parks from time to time.
We don't have as much. I don't have as much time to go back as I used to, but I can make time.
I thought, let's just quickly reintroduce ourselves. Maybe this is someone that's like, oh, I guess I'll take these people seriously. They made it to 100. Who are these people?
Don't take us too seriously.
I think on our thing, it's like we upload weekly. It's more like monthly lately, but at one point it was weekly.
Does it really say weekly?
Yeah.
I can change that.
Yeah. I have guilt every time you're like, no, I can't record tonight. I'm like,
I don't have any guilt.
Okay. So why don't we say who we are? So I'm Kayla, and
I'm Randy,
and we're husband and wife, and we are Texans, and we love Disney parks, and have a lot to say. We have 100 episodes worth of things to say.
Yeah, and we don't. Our uploading frequency hasn't been because we didn't have things to say. It literally is just time.
Yeah, well, and I think that plus the combination.
If this was like a job. Like some people, their podcasts, and they have some good podcasts out there. Some of them like, and they make money and do stuff. Here's the secret for everyone listening. We don't make any money. We're just doing it for fun.
We do it for fun and it's cool. Actually, I slightly make money because I help people as a Disney travel agent.
Well, so, that's a different enterprise.
But sometimes people, that I help with my work side, listen to these things. So anyway, yeah, it is a different enterprise. But I just thought for our 100th episode, I really wanted to talk about why we keep coming back and why we have 100 episodes of things to say. And I came up with a list of 17 things. Now you might add to that and that will mess up the title of our episode, but
I've only got one.
Okay. It's probably on this list, but
maybe we'll see. We'll see. I'm excited to go through your list and
it's in no particular order. So I hope people aren't like, oh, I can't wait till
it's not like the top 17.
It's just
right?
Our 17. It's just
17 reasons.
Yeah.
It's like the longest list we've ever made for any of our episodes.
I know. Well, I didn't know what I was doing and I was just like, oh, that's a reason. That's a reason. And then like 10 minutes later, I came back and added to the list.
I think we've done 3, 4, 5, 7, and 10. Those are things that we've made lists of in the past. But 17?
Yeah.
Mamma mia.
Do you want me to dive right in?
Well, we're already 3 minutes in. We ought to do it.
Okay. I don't think it's going to be within 17 minutes, but maybe. Okay, the first one is nostalgia.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, for me, there's definite childhood memories that go with it, like multiples of them. Having, being born in Burbank, California, the home of the Disney Corporation, going to Disneyland a lot as a little child, enjoying all the experiences, getting lost regularly.
I think this is on our first episode. Isn't
that
funny?
You got to go back and listen to those other episodes. Good stories.
The quality was interesting. We had some different techniques back then. But
well, remember, it's free. So, we're figuring it out for free, too.
That's right.
No professional audio consultants here.
That's right.
But, nostalgia, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I keep thinking of Inside Out 2, where that's like one of the feelings. It's the grandma nostalgia. Do you remember her in that movie?
Yeah.
She was like knitting something.
She was knitting something, right?
But anyway, I just think there's just part of me that I like remembering things that brought me joy as a child, right? Or even 5 years ago when we went with our smaller children, or just there's just nostalgia.
Yeah, absolutely. And nostalgia will trigger all sorts of different memories. This is what's so amazing about what Walt created is the park is intended to touch on all of your senses, right? Yeah. Like all of your senses. So every single one of those will bring some sort of memory back at a certain point. Now, for most of us, the biggest one is the visuals, right? Visuals will trigger a lot of those memories, but the smells are absolutely going to get you. The sounds will certainly get you, even the way certain things feel, right? It's kind of one of the reasons why I'm very sad about, you know, Tom Sawyer Island going away, because getting on that raft and kind of holding on to those ropes and then feeling that sun beating on you while you're waiting to like get across the little lagoon there, like that's not going to be an experience again anymore. But I have vivid memories of that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, I can just share one more, because I didn't really grow up with the Disney Channel, or, you know, I had friends that had all the VHS tapes of all the Disney movies, but I had one, and my sister, it almost makes me cry, but my sister gave it to me. It was Beauty and the Beast. Oh. And I was, you know, I was a little girl, and she went off to college. And so like anytime I go to, I mean, we haven't been to Be Our Guest restaurant in a long time, but when you go in there and you're, and you see Belle, and it's just, it brings back, I mean, that was kind of a sad memory because she went off to college, but at the same time, she loved me and she got me this.
Yeah.
And that was like the only Disney VHS tape. I wonder if I, where did that go?
We finally got rid of it.
Did we? Oh, I know how you feel when I make you get rid of it.
Well, I think you got rid of it. Don't tell me. That wasn't me.
You should have talked me out of it. Anyway.
I didn't know the history of that tape.
So anyway, nostalgia is definitely a top reason. I just put mascara on, so I'm going to push through this. I'm not going to cry anymore, but, but yeah, like there's just things like that. Okay. I have the list. You don't even have the list.
No, I don't have the list.
Although you have one thing in there.
I have one thing. We'll see if it's on there.
The second reason we keep coming back is Disney food.
Yeah.
Favorite eats. And then the fact that they are, I mean, there are things that don't change, but there's a lot of new things, things to try. They love to, I mean, some of the stuff is not good
ideas.
There's
a whole Disney food blog out there, y'all, right? Like there's a whole site just as it dedicated to Disney food because it's such a thing. And, you know, we learned this doing a cake decorating course at Amaret's Pâtisserie over in Disney Springs, was that their lawyers are involved in the creation of their food, right? Yes. Like what they do is so intense that they've got to get the IP, patent and trademark lawyers to really sign off on everything before they do it to make sure that it's right. If they don't put the tail on that dome cake in the right spot, like
in the right curvature,
it could create some stuff. So it's a pretty intense thing. And without a doubt, when we talk about Disney, every single time one of us says, "Oh, I can't wait to get a
or eat dot, this dot, dot. Or yeah." Although, like I said, they do try to do some things different, and they are putting pot roast on a corn dog, and I just thought they've lost their minds.
You know what? All you got to do,
somebody will try it.
All you got to do is go to the Houston Rodeo or the State Fair of Texas and see all sorts of disgusting things people are eating there, and no wonder they'll try it.
That's the exception to the rule. I would say like 80 to maybe even 85% of the stuff there is highly edible and attractive.
and it's good too. Yeah. We've got a lot of different episodes in our past 99 talking about food, and overwhelmingly I think that you have a great opportunity to eat well and not regret too much what you're choosing.
I gave you
but
a
every
list
once of- in a while every once in a while you'll make that mistake, and you'll go to Pinocchio House and you'll say, "Why did I do that? I should have listened to the Mac Eyes."
Yes. So the third reason I've got here is we're part of Disney Vacation Club. We're Disney Vacation Club members. So that is definitely a reason we keep coming back, because it's already paid for. Like we have built in trips for the next 40 years or something. Is it 40 that we have left?
I don't know. Something
a like lot that. Of years. And so that is an opportunity to stay at a nicer Disney hotel. Basically, with the amount of points we have every other year with all of us, or every year with just the two of us, which eventually it will just be the two of us. But I don't know, maybe that's self-explanatory. But being a Disney Vacation Club member is definitely going to keep us coming back.
Well, that's the thing, too, is if it's something that you're hooked on, find a way to make it more affordable. And Although for us, there was certainly significant upfront costs with Disney Vacation Club, it has already paid for itself multiple times over with the number of times we've had to go and stay at good prime lodging on property, which has its absolute perks to go with it. So I appreciate that there are opportunities to kind of continue that experience on such a regular basis without having to say, you know, we've really got to figure out how we're going to make a trip happen. Many people, we've talked about this before, many people, they'll get to go once, right?
Yeah.
Because without a doubt, a Disney trip is not an inexpensive venture.
Right.
But for us, you know, we invested early on in Disney Vacation Club to make it so that it was easier to swallow in the future.
Yeah. And it is pretty cool that it's paid off. Paid for itself. Plus, I mean, it's a small thing, but you know, when you go shopping or go to certain restaurants, you get a percentage off because we're a Disney Vacation Club member. So that's just another reason to keep going back or to keep shopping or enjoying the parks more.
And when you go into the park, you get a different color than other people.
And sometimes a different entrance, although that's usually annual pass, I guess.
It lights up purple.
Yeah. And it says welcome home. Does it
welcome home? Well, some of them do. Not all of them seem to have speakers as well anymore. Some of them used to say welcome home.
Some of them are just purple. If it lights up blue, you're in trouble, though, because
you don't want it to be blue.
Blue means you did not get yourself prepared.
I'm glad it's not red, though. You know, green means go, and usually red means stop, and they're like, that seems a little harsh. Let's make it
a light blue.
Teal.
Yeah, we don't want to ruin their day at the beginning, but they are not ready to be here.
I don't know if you have a ticket.
Yes.
You do have to pay to get in.
Yeah. Those magic bands have to link to something.
Yeah.
All right, I think we're on four here. So the fourth reason we keep coming back is that it's familiar and that it's easy for us to plan.
Yeah, for us, really the extent of your planning revolves around what food we'll try.
I gave you a list last night.
Because again, we know what we're doing at this point. For us, it's an easy thing to do. Even though, by the way, it doesn't mean that it gets old, right?
Yeah.
So there's still new stuff, new experiences, et cetera. You've got performers, you've got merchandise, you've got the weather. You know, it kind of each of those things make the experience unique in and of itself. So having to not make such a robust plan to execute makes it easy to keep going back.
Well, and
less stressful.
And maybe other people have personalities like we do, like, and especially for you, I know that it would be, more stressful to go to a brand new place because then you got to figure out all these new elements to your trip. And it is cool to discover things you've never been to or experience you've never been to. But sometimes you want a little bit of that relaxing of like, I know how to get here. I know how long it takes. I know what we need to do. I know where the bathroom is. I know where there's food at. And so
I know that this crowd standing here in the middle of the way actually is not a thing and I can go around it and get in the line right now.
Right. So that's just having the familiarity makes it so that it's there's less question marks going into the trip.
Yeah.
All right. Our fifth reason, cleanliness.
Oh, man. Look, you just can't compare any other theme parks out there, I think, to Disney theme parks. They do such an incredible job of keeping the place clean. All the way down to, I mean, you see it from time to time, but it's pretty rare. You don't see, like, gum marks all over the pavements and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to call out any other places, but, you know, every once in a while when we go to a different theme park,
or even a different destination, like New York City,
it leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah.
It really does. And there's something to be said about being in a place where you've got all these people and all these things going on, but it's pretty clean.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, honestly, the amount of people that go through the Disney doors every day and they're able to keep it clean. Even the bathroom. I mean, that is a hard thing for me
especially
to keep track.
Especially the bathroom. And think about that. You go to places, I mean, golly, you just go to the airport, right?
Right.
And the trash bins are overflowing with paper towels or whatever. You just don't see that there. But what you also don't see is and we know that there is an insane amount of garbage each day. You don't see people pushing bins full of trash all over the place where you got to watch out for. Yeah. I mean, every once in a while you see something go by, but for the amount of trash there is, this ought to be like a continuous operation everywhere where you're kind of avoid it. And you just don't do it. They've got their operations down to a science.
Well, and it goes back to Walt himself designing the construction of the trash cans so that it wasn't this smelly experience and this, you know, ugly looking thing. Yeah. Like he was able to make it so that.
And there's enough of them, nice. Right?
Yes.
Trash can should be spaced one hot dog apart.
Eat one hot dog. And
yep.
That was back in the day when it was a normal size hot dog. Now they have everything giant. But.
Yeah.
Okay. My next reason, I'm lose count of the number, but we're at safety.
This should be six, I think.
Okay. Six. Good job. Good job over there.
I can count.
So I, in general, feel safe. I've taken girls' trips there. I've taken me and just a couple small children by myself. Obviously, I've gone with you many times, too. But the security, I don't know if there's a math equation or if this is true, but I think in general, people have a desire to go and have a happy, family-friendly, usually focused time. So a lot of people hopefully aren't thinking about endangering somebody or, I mean, obviously there is the exceptions, but there's just kind of that general attitude of like, oh, we know what we do here. We have fun and we're kind to each other. Now, again, there's obviously that is not 100% of the time, but anyway, safety. Any thoughts on safety?
Yeah, I agree. It's a place that I just don't have a lot of worries. I think sometimes, again, comparing it to other theme parks, every once in a while, I'll kind of look at an attraction and you just kind of look at the condition and maybe the maintenance of it. And you're just like, is that really safe for me to get on? So the attractions themselves, I just, you know, there's no Disney attraction where I'm ever really concerned that something bad is going to happen there because of how meticulous they are in their operations and their maintenance of stuff. But then there's this, the overall safety aspect too, which is incredible because it's not like you see a bunch of security walking around. You don't see cops with guns or anything like that. Now we have seen police respond, right? So it's happened before.
Yeah.
They do. I'm not to say that nothing ever happens there.
Oh, for sure not.
Everyone's seen viral videos of a bunch of fools getting into fights and stuff like that. And, you know, mostly in California, but, it happens, but in general, all of those stories, they never involve just like a bunch of random people, right? It's folks that like decide to do things with each other. So
yeah,
I just appreciate that it's overall a very good, positive, clean, friendly, safe environment. Safety certainly is a great element.
Well, I think that's a big reason for anybody. I mean, there's a lot of people that deal with anxiety. And so for them to geek themselves up to go on a vacation to have all these other concerns about safety is not likely going to happen. And so it's nice that there is that option.
Yeah.
All right. Seven, it's inspiring. So I specifically think of the Imagineers. Like when I see like the tiniest details of things, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is inspiring that somebody was willing to be this dedicated to make this experience so in depth that they put, you know, this tiny little detail here. But then the bigger thing for me is watching Happily Ever After and just the music and the experience and Tinkerbell flying. And there's a linkage, and they're obviously trying to get to that part of everybody that like, hey, there's a lot in you. And you leave thinking, I can do this. I can do this whole life thing.
I would agree with that. There's incredible amount of great messaging in Disney movies. Say what you will, whether you agree with all sorts of other stuff out there, but if you just kind of watch a movie, it's intended to make you want to be better.
Yeah.
Right. And to believe in yourself and to believe in others and to just not be so negative and pessimistic about things. Even the bad guys, right? They're always afforded an opportunity to come back around and choose the right. And even if they choose not to, the message for the rest of us is, oh man, I know who I want to be. I think you get the same experience in the parks, right? First of all, the music is
incredible
everywhere. Yeah. So it helps kind of remind you of that, but you just kind of see it and you fit it into that nostalgia element. You fit it into so many other things. It is inspiring. It makes you want to do more. And as you get older, you start to look at things a little differently with different kind of wonder, right? You know, you marvel at the engineering behind stuff and the imagination that goes into the storytelling and how you do it. And you just realize it's pretty incredible, this world that we've built here and the ability of mankind to do things like that, right? What's going to come next?
Yeah, like there's always the question of like, yeah, what can I do and what's still out there?
And they don't stop trying. Every improvement that goes into these parks, you see them do exactly what Walt described as plussing it, right? They're always trying to pluss it, to add something new, figure out how it's going to, you know, how we're going to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
They've invented technologies there for our entertainment, but they've been technologies that can serve other purposes in other areas too. Just like, you know, we have great beds thanks to the guys at NASA, you know, you know, all of these things pay their dividends in society and other areas later on too. It's just pretty incredible their willingness to continue to innovate and explore.
Yeah. And I think that level of inspiration goes from the smallest little toddler that's experiencing things to, you know, the us grownups.
Yeah.
All right. This might be a weird one, but one of the reasons I keep coming back is because it's American. Like, it's an American experience. Like, Walt loved this country, and there is, and of course not all Disney parks are in America at this point, but there, even the other ones overseas, they have nods to America and recognition of what this country has done. You know, like there's a main street that looks like, you know, and even in Paris, there's a main street that looks just like the one that's in the American
Main Street
parks.
USA.
Yeah. So, I don't know, maybe that links to inspiring, but I like that element. I love going to the flag ceremony. It almost always brings a tear to my eye. So again, linking back to inspiring, but that's just a part that I love.
I think it's fair. You know, when you really think back on it, when Walt was alive, you know, growing up kind of in Missouri out at that time, you know, turn of the 20th century, like we were still building this country. And I think that's part of the story of the Disney parks is they're still building them, right? Everything that we know about it now, and that this goes back to my comment a second ago about plussing it, we're still figuring things out and we're still adding and we're still growing, but it also kind of brings you back down to your roots. There's nothing better, in my opinion, really, than just kind of sitting there during the carousel of progress in the Magic Kingdom and looking and being like, man, how far have we come as a society, right? It's impressive.
Especially the air conditioning. Thank goodness we got the air conditioning. But and I think that, you know, you kind of alluded to, like, we were on the cusp, like we were on the frontier. Like, that's one thing that I just hope that they never get rid of is Frontierland. Like, that is one of my favorite areas of the park. And that is, I mean, definitely there were some bad things that happened in the Wild West and the frontier and whatever. And that could be said about anywhere. But
you know, that's some of our own personal nostalgia too, right? Yeah. We've driven through those deserts so many times in our lives. Yeah. We've seen those rocks. We know what the inspiration for it is. It's a reference point to a real part of human history.
So when Tiana's Bayou is in the middle of Frontierland, I'm just like,
still don't get it.
It's a beautiful attraction on the outside. I'm kind of like, please, you know, they're taking away Tom Sawyer Island. I'm like, please don't take away.
Yeah.
They took away the shooting gallery. Anyway, I love Frontierland. I'm team Frontierland. Okay. So the ninth reason is it's an escape, and escape / bubble is a combined reason. I like just being able to step away from day-to-day stuff. And I know you can do that with a lot of different vacations, but for me, this really helps me do that. And then there's that bubble, that feeling of like, hey, this is all just one little area. I don't have to deal with the normal day-to-day stuff when you go to at least Disney World. Disneyland has a smaller bubble, but
yeah, 100. That's what I say to it. 100, because I even told some folks at the office recently, you know, about an upcoming trip we have. I said, this is where I'm going to be. And I'm not carrying around my work phone. You know, the folks who, if there's an absolute emergency, the folks who really need to, they know how they can get me because I'm going to be in the bubble.
Yeah.
And I'm escaping, right? I need to go and reset and recharge and refresh and do all that kind of stuff. And
some people do that on a cruise because you can get.
Yeah, that's right. Because you can't get signals usually, and everything yeah. like that, right? But this is our escape for that. And it's a needed respite.
Oh, man. I love it. Okay, the 10th reason. Do you remember, is it Maria Kwan or whatever, the lady that did all the organizing? She would use the phrase sparks joy. Like it just sparks joy. And literally that spark of joy comes like the moment, and you know it because you've been with me so much. It's when there is a trip on the calendar, like when we're in that beginning planning stage of like, I think we should do this. Let's do this. Like yeah. I get a bubble in my stomach. I don't get that for a lot of other things in life. And I am just like, want to clap my hands and jump up and down. I'm like, we're going to go to Disney.
I knew the second you sent that cryptic text message, I knew exactly what you were about. I knew it was about to happen. I'm like, okay, the next one to say, I think we should go.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I was right. Of course, I didn't want to say something because I was like, well, if that's not what she's thinking, yeah. then I'll send us down a rabbit hole. But yeah. it's okay.
Anyway, I think that I don't know how much it sparks joy for you, but I think it definitely, it's a happy thing for you too.
Yeah.
So having a trip on the calendar, having a countdown, like today we're supposed to get t-shirts delivered from Etsy for our next trip. And so I'm
just. Oh, we got shirts.
I know. You don't even know.
Like, I don't even know.
But like every day when I wake up, like I get literally excited to check the tracking of this t-shirts because I'm like, it's one more step closer. Anyway.
Great.
I don't know. This is a tangent, but they're like more t-shirts that the young people wear these days. So I'm not sure that they're going to work on us.
Oh, dear.
No, I
might be too fat.
No, like they are uber baggy. And so I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, I might not be fat enough.
Anyway, I don't know. I don't know if I can pull off the young person look, but literally it sparks joy to have a trip ready and t-shirts coming. And we've been, okay, that I'm just going to skip. Well, no, I won't skip.
You can't right. skip. We tell 17. You have to give 17.
Well,
that was
I know.
Only 10.
No. I was going to skip around, but literally number 11, which is the next thing on the list is, again, this is 17 reasons we keep coming back. Number 11 is we already have the wardrobe.
Yeah. Check it out. I have 57 Disney t-shirts.
It's too bad it's not 67.
Well,
67.
Yeah. It's not too late. It's about to be 58, apparently. Right. Yeah.
So it's
got the wardrobe. Yeah. I've got 10 pairs of, 10, might be more than 10 pairs of socks.
At least.
I got three different neckties. No, four. Because I have that monorail necktie too.
Yeah, but you don't wear that to the park. But when you go to the park, it's like, which one do I want to wear this time?
No, it's true. Which is kind of funny because out of all those shirts, I still like wear the same four or five every trip.
Because they spark joy and you love them. And they're probably comfortable.
Well, also because, you know, sometimes it's what's going to fit this time. That's so, right. You know, have I been disciplined lately or not? The answer is lately, not so much.
Well, part of my wardrobe is the ears. I've got five sets of the Minnie Mouse ears. Okay. So that's a reason we keep coming back. All right, I don't even know.
And every pair of shorts I have, right? All of my shorts are golf shorts, but I didn't pick them for golf. I actually, every pair of shorts I have, when I buy a pair of shorts, I'm thinking in terms of my Disney trip, right? Like, okay, can I put this pocket, is it going to carry this part of the things and that part of the stuff? And is it going to dry off fast enough? Like, that's literally the wardrobe is
a right.
big consideration.
All right, 12. I think we kind of talked about this a little bit, but just the family experience, that it is a place that all members of the family can have fun. I mean, I guess we've done this before, a multi-generational trip, but there is something for everybody, and it's just a place to go with your family and make unique memories. Like, I don't know if I've shared this on the podcast, but when we dropped our son off his freshman year of college and we're driving away and I'm crying. I literally thought, I don't regret any of those trips. Like,
oh, no way.
I was like, you know, there's always like, oh, should we have? I don't know. But like, take the trip. That's what they say. And that is good wisdom. So
agreed.
The family experience. All right. Here we are.
And by the way, just on that, every family, no matter how weird or dysfunctional or whatever, we've seen them all.
Yes, we've been that. We've seen them all, too.
Right? You're going to create some memories one way or another.
That's true. Oh, memories for you, memories for the people behind you in line. I don't know.
Some of it may even get recorded onto the YouTube.
All right. So 13, it's a different experience each time, especially when you're staying at a different Disney hotel.
Yeah.
So I know we like the nostalgia, we like the familiarity, but honestly, it can be a different experience.
I have never had a trip be the same as a trip I had previously.
Yeah.
Even when I take it with the same people, even when I stay at the same hotel, even when I go to the same parks, like every trip is literally very different from each other.
Yeah.
And we've had a lot of trips at this point.
I mean, that is something that they do so well. They immerse you into whatever they're trying to create for that particular hotel. From the Polynesian, you feel like you're in Hawaii. Wilderness Lodge, you feel like you're, you know, in this amazing cabin experience. I've done Port Orleans, so you feel like you're in the bayou. Anyway, it's mind blowing that I've been to the same Orlando area, but have literally felt like I'm in a different place for when you're at all those different hotels.
Yeah.
So, all right. 14, 15, 16, 17, 14. The updates and new attractions keep us coming back.
Sure. Self-explanatory.
Yeah. Even like Test Track 3.0 or
whatever. Oh, I'm excited to see that, even though
a lot of it will be the same.
Yeah.
A lot of it will be different.
Like, I just want to see it. What did they do different?
Well, and you also,
how is it different?
You like the new attraction smell too. So that's.
Yeah, so actually with Test Track, I want to go see like,
does it smell different?
Because I remember it was getting pretty stinky there
for
at
Guardians,
the end.
You just, and it still a little bit has that new
attraction,
you know,
smell. And some of that I always have to figure is like, okay, is this a smell that's going on, or is this actually just the smell of new, fresh, you know, whatever plastic, materials whatever they're using? I don't know, but I like it. Just like I like the smell of going into a tire store, right? New tires, great smell, new attractions.
Yep. Yeah, and the attractions, honestly, that might have been like one of the main reasons you like going, right? And I think our family loves going, is we like to experience the attractions. Some people like the top thing is the food or the shows. Like, we want to be on rides. We want to be doing the attractions. All right, 15, 16, 17. 15, sunny weather. Now, that's kind of a laughable because it can rain. Obviously, it does rain. But at Disneyland,
in the summertime, it will rain.
At Disneyland, when we go there.
Oh, man. It's just hard to beat the weather in Southern California in general.
Yeah. So, I like having that. All right.
Yeah, I mean, Orlando, frankly, the weather there is almost identical to what we experience here in Houston. But I like the sunshine.
Yeah. And that's, I don't know, that's an important part of a vacation for me is sunshine. Some people like the snow and whatever, but all right, 16, the music. That's a reason we keep going back.
Talked about that.
And then the 17th reason we keep going back, this is in no particular order, is holidays.
Oh, yeah. Disney, nobody does holidays better than Disney.
No, they love it. I mean, even Easter, the Easter eggs that they do.
Yeah.
And the Grand Floridian. But just Christmas and Halloween.
Christmas and Halloween. My goodness gracious. They just,
and 4th of July, I haven't experienced that one, but that's on my list.
Yeah.
So what was the one reason you keep
going back? Nope.
Okay, maybe it wasn't there. A bonus.
No, it's just, and it's pretty simple. It's like, why wouldn't I go back?
Oh,
right? It's almost the inverse of, I don't need a list. Like, why would I not go back?
Yeah.
I understand some people would say, well, I'm not going to go back. It's too expensive. It wasn't any fun. There's nothing for me to do there. I'm too old. And to all of that stuff, I say, boo. Like, those are lame excuses. again, being our 100th episode, you can go back into the archives and hear about my various rants about the people who complain about the price and the cost.
Yes.
And I don't say that lightly. I am sensitive to the fact that, and I agree, that the cost of it is...
Yeah, it's a problem.
It's an issue.
Yeah.
Even Bob Iger has said that, even though he's clearly done nothing about it since he came back into leadership. It's an issue that has to be addressed. It's the same issue going on all across the globe, certainly across America over the last, you know, half decade right now. Prices are out of control and they continue to spiral up. And it makes the things that we talk about going back for, it really does make it a lot harder to attain for most people.
Yeah.
It's just not the sort of thing that, frankly, you probably can do with a lot of regularity unless you live right there.
Yeah.
So I don't want to make too light of that, but I'm going to go back because of all of the other stuff. I can't find reasons why I really wouldn't go back. You know, is every experience perfect? Is every cast member absolutely the kindest, nicest person? Are all of the crowds going to be great? No, but if you have the right perspective, if you set and manage your expectations the right way, there's no reason why I think you shouldn't walk away saying, man, that was pretty cool and I want to do it again. So for me, that's why I always go back.
Well, maybe my bonus one is Mickey Mouse. I just love Mickey Mouse. I saw a video recently of a lady that was 50s, 60s, and she had just, for the first time ever, had a character meet and greet with Mickey and gave Mickey a hug. And afterwards, you could see her coming out and talking to her spouse or somebody on the phone. Like, she's like, I just got to hug Mickey. And she started crying, right? Like, she's like, I don't know why I'm crying, but like, and I've cried. So, of course, I cried to be in this episode, but like, Mickey Mouse is just awesome. You know, it's just a great character, super fun and funny and lovable. So, Mickey Mouse, bonus, bonus, bonus.
That's all right. Great.
All right, y'all. So let's set our expectations of we'll see you in a month when we do our next one.
I'm going to update that wording.
Yeah. I was wondering, I'm like, is iTunes going to be like, you lied, and they're going to like be mad at us since we say weekly. But anyway, about monthly, we're going to give you our thoughts because that's about the time frame we've got. But
still fun. 100 episodes in.
It is. All right, y'all. Have a good one.
Bye.